Hey, my love, welcome to Her Success Podcast. My name is Susie, aka Miss Princess Susie, and every week I'll be taking you on a journey to help align you with your future, mental, financial, and spiritual goals. We're on a one-way journey to success, happiness, peace, and love, baby. I want you guys to get to know me and grow harmoniously on our journey to success. We'll talk money, content creating, friendships, and many more. I'm your best in your pocket, talking to you anytime and anywhere. Mwah! So let's get into it. What's up, what's poppin', what's good, what it is, what's up? Welcome back to another episode of Her Success, and you know, I'm just feeling good. Summer is here, the sun is shining, and I just can't wait to be outside, you know, looking hot, looking fly, having fun, doing some hood rat stuff with my hood rat friends. I'm joking, I don't have no hood rat friends, but just having a good time, enjoying the weather, and just making the most of my 20s, and you know, just looking hot. But yes, as you guys know, yet again, another episode. And this episode is called Fuck a Fake Friend, Where Your Real Friends At. And I really wanted to make this episode because I feel like, you know, friendships are important. Friendships are your chosen family. But some people sometimes, you know, they start to act weird. And it's like, are you really my friend or not? So I'm just going to be talking about, you know, signs of when a friendship is no longer serving you, and just how to find the right people around you, which is crazy because I do not have much friends, but I just know when someone is for me and when someone is no longer for me. And for the friendships that I've had before and us no longer being friends, like, I don't wish them any bad. There's no bad blood. It's all love. And I wish them all the best, and they serve their purpose in my life, and it's time for them to no longer be here. And that's completely fine with me because you weren't even adding anything to my life anymore. And it's time to go. Goodbye and God bless. I just wanted to say, for the people who feel like they have no friends or no real friend, or if you feel like you've never had a best friend, that's completely fine. As upsetting sometimes as it may seem, it's for a reason, because your friends could either make or break you. And it's better to be able to stand alone than to be able to feel like you need people, because people are just an additional to your life. So don't put the blame on yourself. And again, sometimes if you don't have friends around you, it's good to maybe look within and see why. But then again, people are temporary, people change. So don't put that burden on yourself. I feel like with me, I went through a stage where I was like, what am I doing to these people? Like, why are people, have you guys ever heard that TikTok? And it's like, why is everyone being weird towards me? Like, why is everyone being weird towards me? But it's like, I just noticed after a certain point, you know what? These people are acting weird towards me. Like, are you guys actually even adding any value to my life? Like, I'm starting to notice that, no offense to them, but I'm progressing a place in my life where I don't even think they're even looking towards or they want to get to, because everyone has different paths and that's fine. But there's certain people where they're just not in alignment for what you have in the future, and it's okay. And I really do value my friendships. Every friendship that I've had, I value it. I love it. I cherish it. But sometimes I think, you know, I love, and it's very hard to get that love back. But one thing I've learned is that I'm going to keep loving. I'm going to keep being a person who loves, because I don't want to feel like I have to hold back who I am for other people. And if people don't feel comfortable around me, or they don't feel like they can reciprocate that love that I give, then the door is literally open. It's not locked. You can actually just walk out, and I'll even lock the door behind you. I swear to you. So before I go into talking about how to know if a friendship is no longer for you, I want to even speak about how to know if a friendship is for you. And for me, everyone has different ways of how they deal with friendships. But for me, I think knowing a good friend is knowing a friend who is there for you when you need them. I mean, I know some people don't like to speak to their friends every single day. That's fine. You don't have to speak to your friends every single day. Me personally, I like to have a friend that I can speak to almost daily, even if it's not on the phone every day, but just being in touch. I like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to talk to my friend. I want to be able to feel comfortable to call my friend, and I want my friend to feel the same way. And so just having someone who's constantly there for you, you feel comfortable around, you feel like you can even call them at any time and it's going to be fine. That's how you know a good friend. Another way you can see if someone is a good friend is just feeling comfortable, feeling that you can tell them something without feeling judged. If you feel like you're going to tell your friends something and they're going to judge you, then is that really your friend? I feel like you should be able to speak to your friend and they should be able to give you feedback, even if they don't agree with what you're saying, but they shouldn't be able to tear you down with their words. I've never understood friendships where they literally talk down on each other or speak badly to each other. It's like, huh? Like, what is, are you guys fighting? Have you ever encountered two friends who talking and it's like they're fighting? It's like, what is going on here? To me, that's just weird. It's like two people forcing a friendship, but they don't really fuck with each other like that. I can't. I don't like passive aggressiveness in friendships. Like, I literally will feel awkward. So like, speaking to each other in kindness and love and gentleness and just being able to know that if I come to my friend with an issue, they're not going to judge me. And obviously, sometimes, depending on the issue, as humans, we know sometimes people do judge. It's normal. But like, just being able to communicate with your friend and not feeling like, oh my God, you know, they're totally judging me right now. But your friend can understand, give you advice, and not even talk shit to you or talk down on you, even if they don't disagree. Even if they don't agree on what you're saying or what you're doing, there's a way that they should be able to communicate with you, which should be like almost like a sibling or almost like motherly. Again, people have different friendships where you can literally tell your friend out straight how it is. I'm not saying like baby your friends. I'm saying be able to speak to your friend in a respectful way without having to tear them down, whether you agree or disagree on what they're doing. You can still be out straight and tell your friend how it is without having to be mean or call them out their name or like just, I think you guys know what I'm talking about. Just don't be weird to your friends, or if someone is being weird to you and it honestly makes you uncomfortable, address it to them. And some people just be like, that's how I am, that's how I talk. Oh man, I don't like it, I can't deal with it. You're gonna talk to me with respect because I speak to you respect. Especially if you're speaking to your friend with respect and they can't respect you back, then what's that? Like, no. I feel like a lot of people hide behind the word friendship and treat you somehow or speak to you somehow, and it's like, nah, that's not on. Like, no, your friends need to speak to you and respect you, and you shouldn't feel judged in your friendships. Another way to know a good friend is when you feel like what you're putting in is what you're getting back. I feel like a friendship is a two-way thing. The same thing with a relationship with a man and a woman or a, like whatever relationship it is. I feel like what you give to the person is what you should give back. And I think a lot of friendships sometimes, and people don't notice, it's one-sided. If you're the one constantly calling to check up, if you're the one constantly texting, if you're the one constantly sending TikTok memes or whatever, and they're not giving you that back, then is that really your friend? I really feel like the love that you give to someone, you should be able to feel like, yeah, I'm getting that back. And the way to see that is maybe stop calling as much. If you feel like you are the one constantly doing something, stop it for a bit and see if it is reciprocated. See if that person makes the effort to reach out to you, call you, invite you out to things. That's how you know your people. I found sometimes with certain friendships I've been in, I said, let me just cool off for a second. You know what I mean? Let me just not do as much as I'm doing and see if I'm getting that back. And sometimes it's been bitter because it's like, whoa, I've been the one feeding this friendship. I've been the one making sure this friendship is afloat because this person is not checking for me. So you need to make sure in your friendships that the love you give, the kindness you give, whatever that you're giving, is it being given back to you? And if it's being given back to you, then that is a true friendship and that is a true relationship. A good friend also will always be honest with you, even if it hurts. And I feel like that's the type of friend that I am. I never want my friend to go out looking stupid. I know like people will talk shit. And so I'd rather talk shit to my friend than have other people talk shit about them or go behind their back and talk about them to other people. If my friend is doing something that I don't agree with and I think has them looking stupid, I will come to them and tell them, and I won't come to them and I'm not a disrespectful friend. I won't be like, bitch, you know, you out here embarrassing yourself. Some friends will say it like that, but I'll be like, I can't lie, what you're doing right now does not look good. But I feel like a friend should be able to do that. And also, if your friend is not able to take constructive criticism, it's not good. I feel like we're all learning. You should be able to learn. And the best way to learn is from other people, because we're setting our own ways. And sometimes we don't see our actions as wrong. But if your friend is able to even build that confidence to be like, you know, sit you aside and tell you about yourself sometimes, or tell you about how you're acting in the situation, you should be able to listen, even sometimes if it's bitter. But if it's coming from a good place, listen, because that friend wants better for you. Whereas if they were just to be able to just watch you do whatever you're doing and then laughing at you with other people, that's not a real friend. So a real friend will be honest with you, even if sometimes you don't want to hear it, but it's how they deliver the message as well to you, because you know when something is coming from a good place and you know when someone is just being malicious. I feel like in your heart you will know, but there's some people who don't like to hear about themselves. And they will take it the completely wrong way. Those type of people, they don't want to learn and they'll be stuck in their own ways, and leave that for them. But I feel like when you have a friendship, you should feel comfortable to be able to tell your friend how you feel about a situation, especially if they offend you. And they should be able to listen to you and understand and you overcome. I think friendships, communication is key. And like I said in my last episode, also comprehension. If you ever feel uncomfortable in a situation or if your friend has offended you, I think you should be able to communicate that to them. And that's one thing I really like about myself in a friendship. Listen, I'm not saying I'm the best of the best friend, but I think that I am a genuine person and I'm a genuine friend, because if my friend ever offends me, or they do something that I don't like, or there's something I don't understand, I will communicate. Especially if it's serious, there's not all the time you should hold on to things, especially if it's not that deep, you can let it go. But if something has offended you, I think you should be able to bring that issue to your friend and communicate with them. And what I found in certain friendships that I've been in, and it's so weird to me, people will hold on to something and then they start moving, they're moving weird, and you're asking them, are you okay? Is everything okay? And they're like, yeah, everything's fine. All before. And this has happened to me in real life a whole year later. So be like, you know when you, sis, but I asked you if you were okay, and you're going to bring up an issue that happened years ago, and it's not even an issue that's that deep. It could have been something we could have communicated, and they've held on to that. And to me, that's so scary, because now in your actions and in your heart, you have ruled me out, or you've talk this way about me instead of coming to me and communicating so we can be good. And I'm smiling thinking shit is sweet, but they literally hate me. They hate me for something that they could have communicated with me. And I just think that's so weird and even so funny. I spoke to this about a friend, and she was like, that kind of person can kill you in your sleep. For them to hold something and, you know, not communicate it to you and maybe smile in your face, or still be acting like shit is sweet, or like just even as acting like shit is sweet, and then start to distance themselves or start to move weird, and you're thinking, oh my god, have I done something? Are they okay? And they'll be like, oh, it's just life, or I'm just going. No, bro, like that is weird. You should be able to communicate to your friends, especially if you love them, if they've done something to you, if they've offended you in any way, if you've heard something from someone, come to the source, come to the person and speak to that person. If someone's not able to come to you and communicate what you've done wrong to them, those type of people are scary. I'm so sorry. Like, scary. No, like you should be able to communicate to your friend if they've wronged you, because the same way those type of people and those type of girls, if their man wrongs them, if their man offends them, in that minute, they're telling them, like, not gonna lie, you did that. But in friendships, especially in female friendships, it's very weird. Like, why are some girls weird? Why don't girls value their friendships the way they value their relationships? It's so funny to me, because you should value that more, because God forbid if that relationship doesn't work out, who's going to be there for you? Your friend. Your motherfucking friend. So why not communicate with them and, you know, tell them if they've done you wrong, instead of holding in your heart and creating this narrative of them that isn't true? So you should be able to communicate with your friend if they've done you wrong. Yeah, what I think makes a good friend is someone who loves, values, and respects you, and someone who is loyal. I think a lot of friendships nowadays are not really loyal, and it should be. Your friend should be your cheerleader, your best friend, someone who's looking out for you, someone who has you in your best interest. And the qualities you look for in a partner is the qualities that you should have in a friend, bar the romantic side or bar the sexual side. I romanticize my friendships. Like, listen, I love my friends and I cherish my friends and I value my friends. And my friends are basically my partner, because I ain't got nobody. But my friends are my partners, and I really do value that, because your friends are your chosen family. So the way I want to be treated, I treat my friends. And I think a friendship is genuine when it's transparent. And transparency is just knowing that you know, I can see this person's a genuine person. It doesn't feel like they have a hidden agenda and it doesn't feel like they're weird. So make sure the people around you are genuine and transparent. And if you're in friendships where you don't feel like it's genuine and transparent, you better cut it off now, because those friends that you're ignoring or just giving them the benefit, guys, stop giving people the benefit of the doubt. If they show you their true colors, take them off the roster now, because them same people that you're giving the benefit of the doubt and you should have removed are going to prove to you and show you why you should have removed them sooner. I promise you. So let's get into the signs that someone is a bad friend. And yes, a bad friend. I'm not care if you are not doing these things or if you are doing these things. Like, I'm so sorry. In my eyes, you are not a good friend and you have to go. Number one for me is a friend that does not support you. If your friend is not supporting you as a person, supporting your business, supporting whatever you have going on, if they are just like even not liking your pictures, not commenting on your pictures, not just supporting you as a being, that friend is not a good person. I never understood friends who would like not support their friends' businesses or even just support, like, come on, have good things to say. If you see your friend is doing something that a lot of people are not doing, or even a lot of people are doing, just even for your friend to build that courage to do something, be their cheerleader, be there for them. If your friend is not supporting your business, supporting your photos, like even just liking, commenting, being there for you, then they are not a good friend. I'm so sorry. Like, you have to support the people around you. How is it that, you know, strangers can love and validate you, but the people in your circle are not doing that? Come on, your people in your circle should be doing more than those that don't want you. And I feel like sometimes that's the sad reality. Sometimes you get more love from the people who don't know you than the people who do know you. Cherish the people you have while they're here. You know, tomorrow is not promised. Like, the way this life is, anything can happen. So if you love people, support them and let them know that every day. I like to treat my friends with so much love and let them know that they are loved and they are valued, so they don't think that they don't have someone. Because unfortunately, people go through things in their own private lives and you think that, you know, your friend is fine, and God forbid something happens to them, or God forbid they commit suicide. You know, the world that we're living in is truly sad. So why not cherish, support, just motivate the people around you every day and make sure that they're straight. Support your friends. Support your friends' businesses. Post your friends' businesses. Do whatever you can to show your friend that you're there and you care and you're literally their number one fan. That's how I feel like a true friend should be. So if your friend does not support you in any way, baby, I got news for you. They ain't your motherfucking friend. Number two for me that someone is a bad friend is that if they always have something negative to say. Like, why are you saying, what is coming out of your mouth right now? Like, if they're always just being bad vibes, or you tell them something good, but in that something good that you've told them, they have something like just bad vibes. Like, huh? Sorry, I cannot be around no bad vibes people. Like, my spirit won't sit with it. Like, if I am not feeling someone, I can't fake it. I can't pretend. Like, I literally will not be around you. I'll literally tell you about yourself. So if you have a friend who, like, anytime you come with good news or anytime you're feeling good and you have a conversation with them and you just leave that conversation like, oh, you know what? I wish I'd never told them, or I should have just kept that to myself. Yeah, nah, that friend is not a good friend. If they always have something negative to say, like, nah, like, I want people, like, listen, I know life is not always roses and flowers and daisies, you know, but if someone constantly has something bad to say, please don't bring your darkness to my shine. You can stay over there with that. Like, I'm not having it. So for me, if your friend always has something negative to say, especially when you come to them with good news that you're happy about, and they just have something bad to say, I'm on. They need to go, because I can't deal with that. Number three for me, if a friend is a bad friend, is if they're constantly talking about themselves that they don't even kind of acknowledge what you have going on in your life. So I've noticed with some friends, they like to like dump. They'll talk about, you know, what they're going through in their life and how their life is so hard, or just even good things about themselves. Da, 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 but they're always talking about themselves that it's not even like anyways, how's things going with you? You know, how are you keeping, you know, or even trying to understand you. If you feel like you're being a counselor to somebody, but you can't even offload what's going on in your life to your friend. They're always constantly talking about, I'm sorry, that's a bad friend. As a friend, I want to make sure my friends is good. I want to know, how did your day go? What did you eat today? What's popping? Like, talk to me the same way I feel like I have someone I can confide in. I want my friend to feel like they can confide in me as well. Like, we're both each other's therapists, you know, even though we're not, you know, licensed and we probably both need help. At least we're doing it together. You know, I feel like friends should be able to communicate together. It shouldn't be just one person constantly talking about themselves. That person's a narcissist and they don't care about you. They just want to have someone to hear about their story because they don't want to talk to themselves. Literally, like, no. You should be able to confide in your friend the same way they confide in you. So if someone is constantly talking about themselves and they don't even turn around and be like, you know what? What's going on in your life? And trying to understand you, that person's not a good person. Number four for me, for what makes a bad friend, is people who associate with people who have wronged you or people that you don't like. Friendship for me, loyalty should be in a friendship. If your friend can't be loyal to you, then they are not your friend. It doesn't mean your friend has to beef everyone that you beef. And one thing I've learned from our friendships, if my friend is beefing someone, I'm not going to go and join my friend to beef that person. I will respect that my friend no longer is, you know, my friend doesn't like this person and I won't go out my way to be friends with that person, but I'm not going to beef that person. It's just like, okay, that person that my friend is not talking to is not even a human being to me. Like, I don't care for them. I don't care for their existence. I don't care for their life. They're not even alive. They're just there. But like, if your friend is being around people who have wronged you, have talked shit about you, or you just don't feel comfortable around and your friend is making friends with them, that person is an enemy. I'm so sorry, like, straight up enemy. Your friend shouldn't be around or be buddy-buddy around people who you don't like, who have wronged you. That is weird. And I think that's a huge red flag. And I've had a friend who's done that. And it's like, do you hate me? Because I would never, like, I ride for my friends. If my friend doesn't like someone, okay, me too, I don't like them. So, like, if your friend is being friends with people that you don't like and you've made it known that you don't like that person and you've told your friend, yo, this person has done this to me, and your friend still wants to go and be friends with that person, that friend doesn't like you for sure. Like, I don't even know how more they can even make it so obvious. Like, why are you associating with people that have wronged me, that I don't like, and I've told you, and you want to hang out with them? Nah, you're up. You're up. You have to watch out for friends like that. Friends like that, huh, scary. They will snake you. But yeah, if your friend is associating with people who have wronged you, big red flag. That's not your friend. Number five for me is a friend who doesn't check for you, you know? I've been drinking more alcohol for the past 5 days. Did you check on me? Did you look for me? If your friend is not looking or checking for you, they don't care for your being. Your friend, I'm so sorry I had to sing, guys. It was terrible, but I just had to let it out because it really be like that sometimes. Like, you really be going through some things and, you know, you go in your bubble and you're like, I don't want to talk to anyone. But having a friend who still reaches out and makes sure you're okay, makes sure you're alive, makes sure that you're just doing fine is a good friend. If your friend is not checking for you, if you feel like you are doing more in that friendship than they're doing for you, then that's not the person for you. A friendship should be two ways. A friendship should be reciprocated. You know what I mean? It shouldn't just be you constantly calling, constantly checking, constantly just being a good friend. If someone is not giving you that same energy that you're giving out, they don't care for you. So what's the point of pouring into someone's cup and they're not pouring into yours? You know, your cup is left empty, or it's just what you've put in your cup. You know, it should be I pour into yours, you pour into mine. My mom would say, the left hand washes the right hand washes the left hand. It's a two-way thing. You know, we both come together because we love each other. So the same way that I'm giving you love and caring for you is the same way you should be giving me love and caring for me. If your friend is not checking for you and you feel like it's only you putting into that friendship, then you're literally friends with that person and that person is not friends with you. It's a one-way friendship. And that's not a true friendship. And a friendship like that will not last. You will get tired. You'll feel burned out feeling that you are constantly putting all your, you know, all your time, your effort into a friendship, and it's not being put back into you, you would just feel like shit. It's not a nice feeling. So a friendship should give you that love that you give them. And if they're not giving you that love that you give them, they do not want to be your friend. They are just finding it convenient that you're there. So come on now, pay attention to the people around you. Are you having the same love that you're giving? Or is it just you pouring into other people's cup and your cup is left dry? No water, no nothing. Come on, wake up. Wake up, everybody. Be, you know, look at your environment. Your environment makes you. And if people are taking from your shine or taking and not giving back, you need to eliminate them and fast. Number six
is a friend who's always trying to compete with you. Now, I don't know if guys, do you have this in your friendships? I think they do, because I had a guy friend and he was saying that, like, he had a friend who's completely, like, who would always try and compete with him. If that was, like, you know, with gym or, like, which is good, like, compete in gym. I mean, at least use their bulk and your body, right? But just when it came to different things, like, he had a friend who he felt was trying to compete with him. But, yeah, if your friend is constantly trying to compete with you, like, what? We're two different people, two different paths. Why are we competing? We should be on the same team. You know what I mean? If your friend is always trying to look better than you, dress better than you, or always trying to prove that they are better than you, that's weird. What? That's weird. Like, you shouldn't compete with your friends. You and your friends are on the same team. Like, when people are playing, let's take it to sports, okay? Footballers. If you guys are on the same team, why are you competing against each other? You should be competing together to be better together as a team. And why is your friend competing against you? I don't even think people who are not even friends should be competing against each other, unless it's like maybe business-wise or sports-wise. But when it comes to individuality, why are we competing against each other? We're two different people, two different, like, come on, it's just weird. If your friend is trying to compete with you, ooh, scary. Those type of people are scary. You shouldn't compete with your friends. You guys are on the same team. And if you find your friend trying to compete with you, one, I think it comes from envy. Like, if your friend is trying to but if your friend is trying to compete with you, like, I feel like they're jealous of you and they're trying to prove to themselves that they are just as good as you or better. And that's something they need to take up with themselves and God. But your friend shouldn't have to compete with you, because you guys should be on the same team. So if you find a friend competing with you, take them off the roster real fast, because that's scary. Because that means it could get real deep and it could get real weird if the longer you keep them there. Because what, before you know it, they're trying to take your man. Remove them type of friends quick, fast, be cool. Number seven
for me would be a friend who's always just mean, rude, degrading to you and even other people. And I think if your friend is constantly mean and talking bad about other people, they're likely to do that to you. You know, I don't like people who are always constantly bad vibes or have something bad to say about people. Like, why are you like that? Like, why are you just always having something bad to say about other people? And trust and believe, if they are feeling like that about other people, they will feel like that about you. Like, I feel like those type of people are not really happy with themselves. So when they do see other people who are carefree, living their life as it is, and they have shit to talk about those type of people, they will talk shit about you too. Trust and believe. So if someone is constantly mean, degrading, rude to other people as well, and I think you really know someone's character when they also treat people, when they treat people who are not their friends and family rudely. I think you should be nice to everyone unless they give you a reason not to be nice to them. And if someone is constantly mean, rude, always having something bad to say about other people, they're not a good person. And if they're not a good person, what makes you think they'll be a good friend? So yeah, I don't like people who are bad vibes to other people. I like people who are genuine love, and you just can feel safe around them, because them type of people usually make the good friends. And how you treat people is how you want to be treated. And if you treat people badly, then you can treat your friends badly, man. Like, who are your friends? Like, come on. Friends, sometimes I think those type of people just see friends as assets and temporary. because they can't even treat other people good. I don't like people like that. Mm-mm. You have to be nice to everyone. You have to love everyone unless they give you a reason not to. Because the way this world works, like I said, you don't know who you will meet again. You don't know who these people will be. In this life, everything's turn by turn. So you treat people with respect and love and you will get that back. So if someone is constantly rude, mean, and degrading, they are not a good person, so they are not a good friend.
Number 8 is if your friend is always, you feel like your friend is always trying to argue with you. Like, you feel like anything you say, they're going to nitpick, and it's before you know it, you're going back and forth. Like, why are you trying to argue with me right now? And in most friendships that I've had, like, you know, friendships that have been smooth sailing, we don't argue. And it doesn't mean that we haven't had instances where, you know, we've had to discuss things, but it hasn't really been an argument. It's been a discussion. And if you feel like your friend is always trying to fight with you or argue with you, that's not a good friend. That person doesn't like you. And yeah, like I said, I've had friendships where, you know, we've had disagreements, I should say, but it's never been arguments. It's been like we've discussed it and we kept it pushing. If your friend is always trying to argue with you, it's almost feeling like, ah, are you my friend? Or then that person is not your friend. Like, your friend shouldn't even feel the need to argue with you. It's okay to have disagreements. You won't always agree on everything. But as long as you're able to have a discussion and move past it, then calm. That shows maturity. But if your friend is trying to argue with you or even downplay what you're saying or make you feel like an idiot, that is not a good friend. Number 9 for me would be if your friend doesn't give you space, if you just feel like if your friend is just like overbearing and just always wanting to be there, like you can't even I'm creasing. I always be thinking about stuff in my head before I say it out loud to you guys, and I'd be just creasing to myself. But like, I don't know if you guys, if you're out in the club and a guy is trying to chat to you and then your friend's already warding him off, usually when you're not feeling someone, you already signify to your friend. So they're like, yeah, she has a man, she doesn't want to talk with you. But there's times where you're like, ah, you know, I'm actually feeling this bubble, but your friend just won't back off. Like, girl, please, am I your man? I'm not your man. Please give me space. Let me talk to this guy. Let this guy talk to me. Let me just, you know. But if your friend is not even giving you space and is just always in your business, just always overbearing, a friendship should be healthy, you know. And it doesn't mean that your friend should always be in your business or always be there or always be in your corner. Your friend should be able to give you space, and you should be able to still be your own person without that friend. And sometimes I feel like it comes from codependency, because I feel like I've been codependent in my friendships where we both feel like we need each other and we're always just talking every day. But space is needed in a friendship, and space makes it healthy. Same way space is needed in a relationship and it makes it healthy. It doesn't mean like y'all should go on a break in a relationship, but it just means like not having to see each other every single day or texting every hour. Yeah, you can text every day. I like my, if I have a man, he should text me every day, but it doesn't need to be every single second. There should be a form of breathing and just being in your own space and your own alone time so you can still be your own person. But if your friend doesn't give you space, it doesn't make them a bad person. You can see when it's coming from a good place and you can see when it's coming from a bad place, but they should be able to respect your boundaries and respect your space. And if they don't, they're not really a good friend. They should respect you and respect your boundaries. And number 10 for me is if your friend, basically, you don't feel comfortable around your friend and you don't feel like you can, you know, be yourself fully, and you feel like they're judging you, that's not good. Like, how can you guys be around that? You should be able to feel like your authentic self and feel comfortable. If you don't feel comfortable around your friend and you don't feel like you can fully be yourself, that friendship is not gonna last. You need to be yourself. And your friend needs to love you for you. And that's even the reason why you guys should be friends, because they saw you as you and thought, yes, I need that person in my corner. So if you feel like you can't be yourself around your friend, or you feel like they're going to judge you, or they do judge you, and that's not your friend. Your friend will love, value, and respect you for who you are, and they shouldn't feel the need to change you. You should just be yourself. And anyone who does not take you as yourself is not a person for you. You only need people who will support you and be there in your corner. So yeah,
Like, if you have a friend who you feel like you can't be yourself fully around or they're judging you, that's not your friend. You better remove them before they start to take a hold on your self-esteem. So how can we go about finding good friends and just being with people who match our energy? My thing is, if you honestly have listened to this now and you're thinking about that specific friend that you're like, yeah, do you know what? That person's not going to be here for the long run. My number one thing is, if you are, you know, a Christian or a non-Christian, or you pray to God for whoever is not supposed to be in your life, for God to remove them. I promise you, every time I say that prayer, people start to act weird and they start to just move weird. And whenever the people move weird, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you know? And sometimes I still give them the benefit of the doubt and, you know, I say the prayer again and they move weird and I'm just thinking, yeah, this person is not supposed to be in my life, and I remove them. So definitely say a prayer to God and just say, God, whoever is not supposed to be in my life and whoever is not helping me to become the person I need to be, or whoever has malicious intent in my life, please, God, remove them from my life, or may they reveal themselves to me. So definitely pray over your friendships. You know, I pray for all my friends, the ones I have now and the ones that I don't have. I pray for all of them, but especially for the people in my circle, I really just want people who are going to help me get to where I need to get to and not, you know, be a blockage in my blessing. So pray for your friends and pray for God to remove anyone, not just friends, who's not supposed to be in your life. And I would also say, don't be afraid to take a step in meeting new people. I would say I'm a bit of an introvert sometimes, and you know, I don't really go out of my way to make friends. I kind of when I'm in an environment and I'm with some people and I maybe am drawn to a specific person, then I would kind of make that extra move of, you know, communicating, exchanging socials and stuff like that. But don't be afraid to reach out for friends, you know. And yeah, like even with the most recent friend that I made, like I literally saw her and I was like, oh my God, I was literally just watching your TikToks. We exchanged socials. We had each other on socials. We started talking a bit back and forth a little bit. Started sending each other's TikTok. Then we linked up to go out, and she's honestly great vibes and I'm so grateful for her. But I made that step to be like, oh my God, you know, talk to her. So I think don't be afraid to talk to someone, especially when you like their energy. And energy is everything. Energy is, you know, when you can just feel someone's vibe, and if their vibe matches yours, don't be afraid to honestly talk to them and get to know them. And don't always expect friends to come to you, especially if you're a wonderful person and you're a vibe. You will attract all kinds of people, good people, bad people, worse people, all kinds of people. But I think when you have it in your gut that, oh my God, this person's a good person, don't be afraid, you know, to make the first move, because sometimes they could be shy. So take that act of courage, especially if you really want to be friends with someone and make new friends and make friends who are in the same alignment with you and who are like-minded like you. Don't be afraid to make that step and reach out to people, talk to people, network. You know, the people around you really help you in your environment. So don't be afraid to talk to someone if you really feel like, oh my God, I can see myself being friends with this person. But yeah, for me, honestly, it would just be the main thing overall when it comes to looking for new friends is praying and then putting the work in terms of making the move and speaking to people, and pray for the spirit of discernment. And discernment basically is being able to have judging. So a good way of judging people. So like, you know, if you have discernment, you can tell if someone's a good person, you can tell if someone's a bad person. It does not even necessarily mean judging a book by its cover, but I feel like you can just feel people's energy and if they're good or if they're bad. And sometimes we could be wrong, but when you pray for the spirit of discernment, you will have an idea, and it's that gut feeling where it's like, you know what, this person is cool. And don't be discouraged. Sometimes in friendships, not all friendships are supposed to last. Some people are supposed to be there for a seasonal time. Some people are supposed to be there forever. Cherish the friendships for what they are now and make the most of it. And if you are happy now, don't even start to think about what if. Enjoy the moment. And if they're not there in the long run, well, thank you for the moments that we did share, and on to the next. And yeah, like appreciate the people around you now, especially if they're doing good for you. And if you are looking for new friends, that's good. So am I. And I feel like before I wasn't open to new friends because it's scary. It actually is scary sometimes. It's like entering a new talking stage. But when you feel comfortable with someone, it's just going to flow naturally. And there's some people you will meet and you have friends that you've had for years. And there's some people that you will meet just maybe last week and it feels like you've known them forever. And they treat you even more valuable than the friends you've had from years. So do that extra bit of reaching out and making yourself maybe a little bit more accessible to people. So with me now, what I think I'm going to do to maybe make myself accessible to more people is maybe go out more, especially on my own, not even necessarily in clubbing, but maybe to the gym. You can meet friends in the gym, maybe go to a cafe one day and just have my laptop clickety clack, 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 and just put myself in a place to meet people and talk to people. But yeah, guys, I feel like this episode is long enough. I hope you guys enjoyed everything that I said. And I hope that if you guys had that one friend of mine where it's like, yeah, I need to tell this person that this friendship can't work out, then honestly, remove these people. And you don't have to cut them off like straight after this podcast, but just continue to see how their behavior is. And if you pray on it, God will do the work. And I found with most of my friendships, you know, I've never told anyone, okay, I have, there's one person I had to tell them, I actually don't want to be your friend anymore because you're moving weird. But with most times, God has made these people reveal themselves to me and they have been the ones to take themselves out of my life. Thankfully, I didn't even have to do much. So, I've told quite a few people, yeah, I can't do this anymore because I pick me, honestly, in everything else. I pick me and I pick my mental health. So if you are not being a valuable friend to me, I'm so sorry. I can't do this. Cut off, like snip, snip, snip. But yeah, guys, I love you guys as always. And thank you so much for listening. I always appreciate that, you know, I can see people are listening and it just means so much. I have big plans for this podcast. And yeah, I'm going to leave you guys because you can see now I'm slurring on my words. But yeah, deuces.